Tēnā koutou katoa e whaitaringa mai, haka tata mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kou mawhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai rungi te waia kōrero ko David Downs, tēnei ki te kōrero e pāne ki tēnei kaupapa te ao Māori, the hero of New Zealand story film to support Kiwi businesses reconnecting globally. Nō reira, tēnā koe, David.
Oh, tēnā koe.
Ai, ngamhia tu kia koe he whaiwahi, he whaiwā ki te kōrero kia hauara kia tātou katoe, hakarunga mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi. Hoi no me timata tō tāua kōrero kia koe, tēnā kōrero mai kōwai koe no hia koe.
Kāwhai. No airanga tuku tipara, e whānau me tipa hau ki Whanganui, ko tōra naki te maonga te ru nei taku nākau, ko Whanganui te awa e mahia nei nā aku maharahara. Tare tuanatanga te mahi, ko David Downs tōku ingoa, tēnā koutou, and tēnā koe to you, Joel, very nice to meet you.
Yeah, same as, appreciate you taking the time out to join me all the way up here in Kaitaia to give us a little bit more of a kōrero about the story. Tell Māori, the hero of New Zealand story film, and supporting Kiwi businesses reconnecting globally.
That's right. New Zealand, over the last few years, we've sort of lost a little bit of touch with the rest of the world. So we thought, and we're part of the New Zealand government, that our job is to kind of market the country to the world. We thought now's the time to go back out to the world and remind them about who we are and what we stand for. And so we launched this new mini film yesterday, just 3 minutes long, but a beautiful depiction of what we stand for in Aotearoa New Zealand.
Yeah, we really have. It was hard enough staying in touch with our own communities, let alone our own families, but now that we have moved the restrictions of the traffic light system and other systems amongst us, even though we still have Omicron and other versions of it still around us, we are learning to live with it. But what is it exactly that you're putting out to the world about Aotearoa now?
Well, we want to talk about how New Zealand is a place where our values are very important to us. You know, a lot of the world knows already about New Zealand's beauty, about our natural endowments, our beautiful mountains and lakes, and of course, the beautiful far north. But the rest of the world doesn't know who we are necessarily as people, what do we stand for, and the values that encapsulate the country. And so what we've done in this video, we're trying to showcase more of New Zealand, of Aotearoa, that the world might not know. You know, things like our welcoming nature, and the way that we look after our land and our environment, and that she looks after us. And then things like our cities and our dynamic kind of interesting innovations and the vibrancy of the culture. So the video is trying to capture a whole lot of that through the eyes of a small boy who takes us on a bit of a journey to Aotearoa.
Yeah, wow. I haven't quite seen that myself, but excited to go and check it out and have a look at the way we are portrayed to the world, as we have rural places like we are at in the far north here, right down to the most multicultural city in the southern hemisphere in Tamaki Makaurau in Auckland. So there's much to see. I think a lot of the world, they see our haka and a few other things, and they're not too sure. But as you mentioned, there are other aspects of Aotearoa, of New Zealand, for us to display and express to the world. Te ao Māori is also in there with the hero of New Zealand. Give us a little bit more of a kōrero. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, this is really interesting. That we, as part of my role at New Zealand Story, or our job, we ask the rest of the world what they think about us. You know, we go out and do a lot of market research and understanding what do people know about New Zealand. And as part of that, we talk about our culture and our Māori culture in particular. And it's really interesting how curious the rest of the world is about us, and they want to know more. Many parts of the world admire us much more when they discover that there is this richness and this history of New Zealand that they maybe weren't aware of. And it bonds us closer together, particularly with some markets internationally, where they themselves have rich indigenous cultures and they understand the value of long-term thinking. So, I mean, I'm firmly of the belief that Te Ao Māori and New Zealand's deep history is such an asset and such a key part of who we are, that going out there, and so we launched this film, just so you know, and so your listeners know, we launched this film, which is just 3 minutes long, in Te Ao Māori. And we purposefully have done that, and no doubt we'll get a little bit of backlash from some, people from another generation in New Zealand. But the reason we did it is because it's our language, and it showcases us in a very different light than people around the world are used to. we have English subtitles for those who want to tune in. And we actually have a version where there's an English voiceover. But the one that I love the most is the one at Reo Māori.
Absolutely. We've got to let the world know that we're more than a native flightless bird out there. We're more than just simply a Kiwi, but we've got so many more assets and benefits to us that interest the whole world. But that is really awesome. And we've been thinking about that. How do we come back out, as we say, ka puta ki te ao marama, back into the world of light following these last 3 years, 2.5 to 3 years that we have been enclosed and trying to cut off the borders to the world to protect ourselves, but now we're putting ourselves back out there, and it is that timing as we're heading into summer and where we usually expect more of the tourism to be part of all of that we are in Aotearoa. But any final quarter that you'd like to share with us, David, in regards to this project itself and putting Aotearoa back on the map?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love if listeners want to have a look at this video, and I hope you do. If you Google or look up New Zealand Story, or go to our website, you'll find a be able to download and have a look, and I hope you feel as proud as I do when you see it. You'll see versions there in 14 different international languages dubbed, but all showcasing this lovely little boy, Widimu, this 10-year-old boy from Rotorua, who through his eyes is telling us the story of his New Zealand, and it's just a beautiful story. So please download, you know, I hope you feel proud, and this is the story that we're now out there telling the world.
I'm going to go check it out right after this interview, so appreciate you sharing this kōrero and all the mahi that is put in back out there to display the real Aotearoa. Nō reira, tāku kia kui, tēnei wā, kia matara, kia ora.
Oh, kia ora, it's nice to talk to you, and have a wonderful day, tēnō pai.
Ai, ko Dave Down Tera, me wene o ngā kōrero e pāna ki te kaupapara o Te Ao Māori, the hero of New Zealand story film. Ai, he ata tera, 3 miniti te roa kia kite ai, kia whakāhu atu ki te ao ko Aotearoa tēnei. Nō reira, kia hoki mai te ao ki Aotearoa hoki. Nō reira, hakarunga tunu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika. Iwa te kaumāwhitu, irātahi te iarere.